The Senate today is scheduled to take up the tax bill. Senate Republicans have agreed to a plan to cut taxes, but it's less than the one passed by the House on Friday. Over the weekend, Treasury Secretary John Snow hit the airwaves to promote the bigger version. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now for Morning Edition's weekly political discussion. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Lynn.
Cokie, we haven't seen much of Secretary Snow since he took over Treasury, and suddenly yesterday he was everywhere. What was that all about?
He was indeed. Well, that was a signal to both the Democrats and Republicans that the administration is serious about this tax cut and that they are absolutely not going to let up on it. The president is out on the hustings today and tomorrow and the next day to drum up support for the tax cut. They leaked stories over the weekend that there's going to be a tax cut per year of the Bush administration. This is just to keep up the heat on the Democrats. Of course, the purpose of that is that they think the Republicans think that that's politically wise, but also that that's a way of cutting back on big government, something that the Republican Party is eager to do.
The Democrats keep pointing to the deficit that tax cuts will cause. What does Secretary Snow say about that?
Well, he says that the deficits are a tiny percentage of the economy, of the GDP, and that we shouldn't be so concerned about them. There's always a kind of through-the-looking-glass quality when you start hearing Republicans defending deficits. But to be fair, there has been, in recent years, kind of two wings of the Republican Party, a deficit hawk wing and a pro-growth tax-cutting wing. Jack Kemp, the Republican congressman from New York, used to call it the Old Testament wing and the New Testament wing of the Republican Party. The problem for John Snow is that he was firmly in the Old Testament deficit hawk wing until he became a member of the administration. So perhaps he's been on the road to Damascus.
Well, what happens now?
The president gets most of what he wants. The Senate is likely to pass a compromise bill that the Republicans have compromised with themselves on, of about $421 billion. Some of that is offset by raising taxes on some people. The House voted, of course, on Friday for a more than a half a trillion dollar tax cut, $550 billion. You know, it was interesting to me there, Lynn, only three Democrats voted for that bill. Three Republicans voted against it. You're really seeing tremendous polarization in the Congress, in both houses, but particularly in the House of Representatives. And over the weekend, a Friday night, Russell Long, the senator from Louisiana, who for many, many years had been the chairman of the Finance Committee, the Tax Writing Committee in the Senate, Senator Long died Friday night, and the pictures of him Saturday morning were pictures of him with Senator Howard Baker, who was then Majority Leader of the Senate, Senator Bob Dole, who was then Chairman of the Finance Committee, Senator Long and Senator Byrd, who was the Democratic Leader of the Senate, all holding hands together over President Reagan's tax cut bill, where they had come to a compromise among the Democrats and Republicans. And you're just not seeing that anymore. You're seeing very strong partisanship, and that's what you're likely to see on this tax bill all the way through.
And do you think that there will be a tax bill every year of the Bush presidency?
Well, if there is, there will be big-time mischief, because tax bills are the place that you put in every possible little fill-up of special interest money. It's lobbying heaven if you have a tax bill every year. But Secretary Snow says that this is a very soggy economy. If it stays that way, there won't be that many more years of the Bush presidency, and that's what they have to concentrate on right now.
Well, thanks very much, Cokie.
Thank you, Lynn.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.